Hi, hi. Welcome to Mindset Revolution. This is a place for all things mindset to support moms and their children. Mindset. That's the order of the day here at this platform. We support busy moms that are professionals, busy moms that are stay-at-home moms, busy moms that are on maternity leave, to take care of their self-care, self-love, and also to work through any issues that they may be facing in their parenting, in their personal life, using mindset hacks. Also, issues they may be facing in their relationships. And again, the methodology we use to solve these problems is changing your mindset or working on your mindset. So today we're going to be looking at 12 ways in which, you know, if you have been drained emotionally. I know a lot of you professionals that are working day and night and you still got to be a mom, and you know, all the energy it's been drained by all these things that you do, and you are literally barely finding it difficult to wake up in the morning and to start a day. And you just keep repeating and doing the same thing, and all your energy is going away and you're not doing anything about it. So today we're hoping to address that, and so that you can begin to change your mindset in the way you do things, so that you can be able to feel more positive, and to replenish a lot of other energy, or a lot of energy that you've been losing. So if you have been waking up and, you know, and not feeling energized and really suck up in the morning, like, you know, you are really finding it difficult to wake up from bed and even to have a shower and to go out to work or to take care of your children, then you are suffering from emotional fatigue. And just to be honest, you are not alone. This is what I find out in this society. A lot of people are barely just surviving. They are barely just surviving. Their energy is gone. And you are not alone. So, by getting into a new way, by thinking, by changing your mindset to tilt towards self-care and seeking out people and activities that you can do, can change your situation. It can make you happy. So the first thing that you need to do is to learn how to not always say yes to everything that you are being told to do. You are not a robot, you are not a yo-yo that you are being toasted here and there and you are just working like a robot without a brain of yours. You've got to prioritize your self-care. You know, sometimes you have that little voice in your head that is always telling you, why am I still doing this? Why do I really have to do this? You know, that is the most emotional drain. All the voices in your head that are telling you that you still have this, you haven't done this, or because you need to do this or that. That keeps you emotionally exhausted. And it takes away your time and energy. Listen, if you are doing something, even in your thoughts, you are thinking things that are not giving you pleasure or satisfaction, stop it. If you're going around maybe to see some friends and all they do is to drain your energy, stop it. Start a new life. If, you know, you have housework to do, and a lot of housework to do, and sometimes you feel frustrated or drained by it. Give yourself a lot of time for self-care. Take care of yourself. And when you have energy, you can be able to do that. If you have got a very long week at work, you really don't have to say yes to do any other thing in the afternoon. You can take 1 hour to do something, but that's it. Do not do more. It will not kill you. Prioritize your self-care and take care of yourself. The second thing that you need to do is to try to do more of what you want. Carve out time for yourself for real pleasure. Something like, if it's sunny, you sit in the sun and just feel that fresh air and relax and enjoy it. If you're taking a lunch break, you go somewhere relaxing and your 1 hour lunch, you really enjoy it, and don't just keep working, you know. Really work out what makes you happy that keeps you emotionally nourished. The third thing that you need to do is to plan occasional treats. If you have a holiday book, you know, that you're looking forward to, a weekend, a way to walk with friends, a party to go to, or simply having a nice bath, that's a great way to keep you emotionally charged. Number 4 point is that you really need to learn how to laugh. When was the last time you watched something on TV or online that really makes you to laugh? You know, find those times. Whether it's arranging a time out to go to a comedy club or just meeting up with old friends that you haven't seen, that you can sit down, have a drink and have a laugh. You know, that will really help you. Even going on trampoline, you can go, and that will really boost your energy. The fifth thing you need to do is really to extricate yourself from toxic friends. Take away yourself from toxic friends. We all have toxic friends. We all have them. You know, they drain away your energy rather than giving you genuine satisfaction or genuine excitement. You know, there are some of our friends that actually make us to feel negative. They have the power to make us feel negative about ourselves and exhausted in their company. Get them away. You are not bound to be with people that are toxic. Anybody that is not adding anything into your life, adding doesn't mean it has to be big. I mean, someone who is positive around you, someone who is always around you and, you know, your energy levels increase, then that's the sort of person you need to keep. If there are people that are draining your energy, taking away all your energy, why must you be around them? Just cut them away. Cut them away. When I say cut them away, it doesn't mean you're going to make them enemy and not talk to them. You have to be technical. You have to use wisdom on how you communicate with them. You have to use wisdom. Do not go into long conversations with them, and do not always pick their phones. Just call them only when it is essential, if you really have to. Because when we say get yourself off them, doesn't mean you have to really just cut off and, you know, never to look at them again. Because these people, there are certain things that they can actually still do to support you. They have their part to play in your life, but most of the time they are draining your energy. So that bit about draining your energy, cut it off and only make use of what that person is adding to your life. If they're not adding anything, use wisdom. If they finally have to go away, then let them go away. The sixth point is only spend time with people you enjoy their company. This is the best way you can feel your emotional energy, you know. You feel your emotional energy, the reservoir of your energy, spending time with people, you know. People that are very interested, people that are compassionate, and they're full of joy. These people bring the best in you, I'm telling you. Spend your time with people you enjoy. If you don't enjoy spending time with them, why spend time with them? Run! Go away. Stop. The seventh point is you need to stop complaining about yourself and your life to others. Everybody that you know, you are saying life is not good. This person did this to me. Oh, at work, I am being, I'm being discriminated against. Oh, in my home, my husband did this. Oh, my children are not doing this. You spend all your energy complaining about your life to others. You know, you complain and you complain and you complain. Stop doing that. It drains away your energy. Instead, start looking at the things that are positive in your life and talking about them. You know, and another thing is you need to stop comparing yourself to others. It's a very bad thing. So you need to really stop comparing yourself to others and your life to others as well. Envy is a powerful emotional drain and utterly pointless. Try to actively feel grateful for what you do have, to what you have, rather than always craving what you don't have. We are so busy being hard on ourselves and we forget to acknowledge that we have what we have achieved. Keep a grateful journal by your bedside to record all the good stuff that you've been doing. So stop comparing yourself to others and try to actively feel grateful for what you've done. Every day, what I do is every day I have to, in my diary, I have to input 5 things that I've done that I've been grateful for. Try and keep a grateful journal. That way, you begin to build those muscles, and before you know, you are just a kind of a positive person that is always grateful for the little things that are happening around you. And, you know, that spirit of complaining and mourning and talking about things would just go away because you've now changed your mindset. You've now changed yourself to always be a positive person. So the 8th point is you need to start your day well. If it means to keep your phone away for the first 1 hour, in the morning, meditate, do some exercise. Take a really nice cup of coffee or nice cup of, I don't drink coffee. I take a very nice cup of, maybe ginger and lemon in the morning. And, that kind of replenish my mind. And, in the night, you've slept and you need to rehydrate again. So that is actually really good to drink some water, and I sprinkle that with some lemon. So rather in the morning, study your day very well and just reflect, take a few minutes to plan about your day and how you actually really want to live your life for the day. You have to set that in motion, and what works for me is actually have to speak it out. So words are very important. There's no need to just look at it. It doesn't work for me. So I hope that when you are planning your day, you actually speak out what you want to do for the day, Number 9, realize prioritizing yourself is not being selfish. Sometimes when you prioritize yourself, people think that you are very selfish. No, you are not. If you are emotionally drained, it means that you will not be able to give the best to your family, to your friends, to your work, to your children. If you're emotionally drained, you have to be charged up. If you prioritize self-care, you'll be in a better position to help others in your life. Everyone wins, So don't think that, by prioritizing yourself, you're being selfish. No, you are not. So the 10th point is 10 minutes of meditation every day. 10 minutes of meditation. Try that. A meditation is like making your bed in the morning. It helps you to organize your mind. I already said that you have to say it out. So to me, to meditate, I meditate, but I also have to speak it out, every day, And that actually helps to make me feel well and happy. Instead of just waking up, dashing to the shower, have a shower, and poof, off the road and you go. You're not a robot just going like that without refueling your energy. Remember, there's no right way or wrong way to meditate. There's your way, and that's the best way, But my way is I have to speak it out, and it works for me. So if you want to try to organize your day by speaking it out and meditating. Go to a quiet, comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. Sit down, close your eyes, place your hand over the center of your chest, take a deep breath, into your chest and observe how the hand rises and the space is created inside you. That's another way to just sit still and quiet, and you just breathe and monitor your breath. As you breathe out, notice how the hand falls and your body folds and softens. Stay like this for a few minutes, and as other thoughts come into your head, see them, observe them, and notice them, but let them pass gently without engaging with them, you see? So you just meditate. A lot of things will be coming to your mind. Just allow them. Don't fight them. Just allow them to pass. So you just keep taking deep breath, and you watch your hands rising and weight down on your chest. That is the quiet meditation. You're just there to just observe whatever that is happening, and you just allow it to pass. Do not engage with them. Do not judge yourself if you lost focus. Do this for 10 minutes each morning for a week and notice how you feel in yourself. You know, that will also help as well. So I guarantee you see a difference. The 11th point is reframe should to I'm looking forward to. Instead of saying I should have been doing this, just keep saying I'm looking forward. All the shoots that you should have done, they drain your energy. You have to still get up in the morning to go to work, sit up in meetings, whatever you are work holds. But within that broad frame of brain framework of your life, you can do two things to stop the emotional drain. You know, two things that you can do to stop the emotional drain. You can create freedom and fun, like, you know, stopping on the way to work for a coffee in the sun. You can stop, you know, on the way to work for a coffee, you know, rather than queuing to go. And secondly, take back control of your day. If you feel you are too committed or overcommitted, exhausted, just thinking about the day ahead, you can make practical changes. Does that meeting really have to be scheduled for 1 hour, or could you have 5 minutes text chat instead? So you plan your day, look at alternatives on what you can do to kind of reduce that stress and that energy being drained, the emotional energy. And the last point is stop worrying and take action. Worrying can never solve any problem. Worrying only creates problem. Action is the best cure for worry. So rather than tossing and turning all night, get up, write a to-do list. As you wake up in the morning, write a to-do list. What is it that you're going to do that day that would charge you up? Try to dial down what ifs and feel happier in the present. Whatever that you are doing, make up your mind that you are going to be happy. You're not going to be drained. And if the same things are constantly guilting you on your list, that's a sign you don't want to do them. Anything that is putting you on a guilt on your list, do not do them. That is making you not feeling happy. To do it is putting you, you know, down. It's making you feel guilty. Do not do it. I hope these points will be able to help you to refuel your life if you've been losing energy and focus, and you know, so that you can be able to continue to live a happy and energized life, so that you can continue to be of service to the people that really matter to you, so that you can continue to be of service to your children, to be of service at home to your husband, to be of service at home to your siblings, to your parents, to be of service to be at work. So that when you are at work, you are performing instead of being low with energy and everyone is just looking, what is wrong with you? Make up your mind as from today. You're not going to give in to that low energy that is taking you down. You have to make up your mind to do the things that will improve your life, that will make you happy. Remember that if you're constantly drained of energy, you are just replete, you know, your body is just going all and all and all every day. You don't want to look like one old woman all the time. You have to wake up, do the things that can make you charge up, do the thing, dress well. You know, if it's dressing that is keeping you happy, dress where you want to go a little shopping, you go and do anything that you need to do to uplift your mood. You have to do it. Above all, if you are Christian, put it all in prayers and pray, because you've been made by the Maker and He's the source, the manufacturer of our lives. Go into the book and see what it says about energy, and just implement that, and you see your life will be at a different level. So thank you all for listening, and if you want to join our group of Mom's Mates, if you're a mother and you are struggling, and you know, you are struggling, you want to connect with other mothers and build sustainable, lifelong relationships, supportive relationships, where you can be celebrating, sharing your worries and everything regarding motherhood, then I'm going to leave a link below for a Facebook group that we have, our Facebook tribe, where you can join so that you can meet with other mothers and share what you are going through, and also provide support to other mothers. And, you know, your life will never be the same again. So thank you for listening once more, and I hope you enjoy this recording. And if there's anything else that you want to let us know, please, that you want us to talk about, that you want to change in your life and you're finding it difficult to change it, get in contact with us, because we'll be able to give you mindset hacks on how you need to go about that and change that. So thank you once more, and continue to enjoy your day, continue to enjoy your time, and until we catch again next time. Bye.